Triple M News.
Hey, it's Amy Drew with your COVID-19 facts first. The Premier's issued another stern warning to practice social distancing, confirming a party held at a restaurant in Noosa a few weekends back resulted in a cluster of almost 20 cases.
I hope people can understand from events such as this, where people are congregating quite closely together and interacting, that this is how coronavirus can spread. It's a very clear signal to everyone that this is now not the time to socialise, it is the time to keep your distance.
There's only 9 hours to go until the state's borders close off. On the Tweed, we're hearing only 3 roads will remain open for police checkpoints, the M1, Gold Coast Highway and Griffith Street. All other roads, including back streets through Coolangatta, will be shut. There's also a new wave of distancing closures, also from midnight, including beauty salons, swimming pools and shopping centre food courts. Hairdressers can stay open but have to wrap up appointments within half an hour. Weddings have been capped to 5 people, funerals 10. Boot camps can run with up to 10, observing strict social distancing. While all elective surgery other than Category 1 and urgent Category 2 procedures will be suspended for the time being, however, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly has stressed that serious cases will not be affected.
Urgent surgery, of course, should continue. So cancer surgery, heart surgery and so forth that is absolutely needed will continue.
Titans chief Steve Mitchell says the NRL has set the start of September as the deadline to still complete a season. That's the latest date they can resume a shortened season, which would mean the grand final will be held just before Christmas. Mitchell says he's hoping the shutdown will be ended well before then.
We've got scenarios to run with the potential of the season reigniting again in June, July, August, September. We've got 160 days ahead of us that we need to be very pragmatic.
And the International Olympic Committee have officially pushed Tokyo 2020 back to next year.